Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona. Fighting to expose the truth and help set the country back on track. Join the fun. Log on to the Underground website at www.undergroundtalkshow.com. It's a tough job, but someone has to do it. And here he is, Big D.
Alrighty, and welcome to another broadcast episode of the Conservative Underground. And yes, we're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona. Welcome aboard, and I'd like to give a big shout out to all of the new followers over on Podbean. If you want to follow us, all you have to do is log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and just follow the podcast, and you'll be notified every time a new episode is uploaded. You can catch us on Spotify. We are in iTunes. We're on Google Play. We are on Contra Radio Network, and all of the big podcast hosting servers out there. So we are out there on the internet. We broadcast these episodes directly to Facebook as well as Twitter and YouTube. So you can definitely catch us, and you can listen to us on any device. All you have to do is log on to undergroundtalkshow.com, and all of the historical files are right there. Catch us also on the new website, well, not so new, but kind of new, at www.redstateunderground.com. All right, where to begin today, seeing how there's always so much to talk about, and I will say this, that if you're not upset, it's because you're not paying attention. And so Mueller was scheduled to testify on the 17th, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they think there's a smoking gun or something, because Mueller's already said in his report that there was no obstruction and they could not prove that he was innocent. That was what he said. But bottom line is they couldn't prove he was guilty of obstruction either. And he's already said that he will not answer questions outside of the scope of that report. And I don't know, somehow the Democrats seem to think there's a smoking gun there, and so they're going to bring him in to testify, and it just is amazing to me. They seem to think that all of a sudden he's going to change his story now, and he's got the smoking gun. Remember every time there was an indictment? It was funny. Every time there was an indictment, the media was all uproar, in an uproar about how, oh, we've got him this time, another indictment, and this is the smoking gun. And every time it turned out to be crap. I remember when they did Roger Stone, criminy, they sent more FBI agents in to get an innocent man on Saturday morning in his house, unarmed, than we sent in to go get Osama bin Laden. But make no mistake about it, CNN had their reporters there, and they were ready to roll. But, I mean, I remember the Roger Stone, close tie to Donald Trump. This is the smoking gun. And I remember Roger Stone, the great American patriot that he is, said, I refuse to incriminate our president. And so that turned out to be a nothing burger as well. And every time Mueller turned over another stone, oh, this is the smoking gun. We've got him this time. We're going to impeach Trump for Russian collusion. And it's always turned out to be nothing. Well, here we go again. It's the same song. It's the same pig Just they took it outside, put new lipstick on it, and brought it back inside again. That's all it is. Same pig, different lipstick. We've got a smoking gun, and this time when Mueller testifies, we're going to impeach Trump because we've got a whole 50 votes right now in the House. Which, by the way, you need a simple two-thirds majority in the House to proceed with an impeachment vote. Not to mention the fact you need a crime, which they have neither of. But, you know, it's just, and so it's being delayed, and I think it's a good, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't a bad thing. I know that originally they were going to be limited on time, and so now they're going to extend it another hour. So I think it's going to be 3 hours now, and it's going to go exactly 1 week later, which puts it now 1 day before the House is scheduled to depart and head to their stomping grounds, if you will. And so that kind of has the Democrats a little up in arms because they were hoping that this whole Mueller thing was going to, you know, help them with their chances of pushing impeachment. But now, you know, that's looking slim because they're not going to have time to move forward with any of that. But anyway, so now it's going to also allow the House Republicans, more of the House Republicans. I think, in fact, it's going to give all of the House Republicans a chance to now question Mueller on the report. So that should be interesting. I sure wish that Trey Gowdy was still around because Trey Gowdy, I think he would be in there like fire and brimstone. But anyway, I think there's still some decent Republicans left in the House, and I think you're going to see some questioning that the Democrats really don't want to go down that line. But it's going to happen, and it's going to be interesting. I was hoping to be glued to the TV on the 17th to see what happens, but we're going to have to wait another week, folks. And so that's where that stands. The Mueller report is being delayed for 1 week. In other news, we have the tropical storm Barry that is inundating as we speak this Sunday. I actually deliberately delayed this weekend's broadcast by 1 day because of the ice raids. But we're going to talk about that in a moment. But as we speak, Barry is inundating the Louisiana area with winds and rain and more flooding than anything. And there are parts of the area that are underwater. But then again, what do you expect for an area of the country that is located below sea level? So, so far there's, you know, no reports of any deaths or anything like that or any major widespread damage. Again, the big threat from this storm was supposed to be the storm surge, and right now it's turning out to look just like that's what's happening. We're looking for, it's moving on inland now, and we're looking for you know, they are looking for quite a bit of rain for the next couple of days to come. So we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. Maybe we'll be able to report on that next week during the next week's week in review. What else have we got? Yes, the ice raids. So it started, I guess, Friday. There was some protests around the border areas. A lot of cities actually were having protests, and there was, you know, the U.S. flag pulled down and the Mexican flag hoisted at an ICE facility. Let me tell you something, people. I want to know where all the patriots are. I want to know where all the red-blooded Americans are. Because let me tell you something. If I ever see anyone pulling down the United States flag and hoisting up the Mexican flag, I assure you there's going to be hell to pay. Because I personally will go and pull that Mexican flag down and throw it on the ground and hoist the American flag back up. I want to know where you American patriots are. Why are you allowing this to happen in these cities? Why are you allowing them to destroy our country over people who have violated the law to come here? You want to migrate? Yes, I get it. Immigration is a big part of this country. This country is founded on immigration. I get that. But don't you dare come in my country, pull my flag down, spit in my face, and disrespect me in my country and then demand that I respect you. So how about it, you red-blooded patriot Americans? Where are you? Why are you allowing this to happen? I'm calling you out, the silent majority. Where are you? Why is this even happening in our country? Why are you allowing them to pull the American flag down from government facilities and hoisting a foreign country's flag? In our country, why are you standing there allowing that? ICE and customs officials in California told not to go out because it's a danger to them. Really? Really, are law enforcement agents being told in these sanctuary cities, don't go out in the streets because it's a danger to your safety? Are you kidding me? You know, I hate to say this, but I feel that this country is on track for another civil war. And you know, the difference between our first civil war and now is you had the North versus the South. You knew who the enemy was. Now you don't know who the enemy is. I'm telling you, we are headed down the wrong track. And I don't know, man. I don't even know if it's salvageable anymore. Because we have gone so far. We have drifted so far from the constitutional republic that our founding fathers have created. I don't even know if we can get back there again. I really don't. Right now, the school systems are in the ditch. You know, they're teaching our children that we live in a democracy, and they're teaching them their First Amendment right is they can buck authority anytime they want to buck authority and all this other. We've got elected representation that hate the country. You know, you've got Omar, this representative Omar, is questioning the patriotism of American-born citizens. Why? Because we don't drink the Kool-Aid and we don't follow the Democrats' agenda? So you've got to question our patriotism? We elected a Muslim, the same people that came here and flew planes into the World Trade Center. And now we're electing them into the country's government. And if you don't think for a minute, people, that there are sleeper cells out there waiting for the cue right here in this country, I'm telling you, man, you are sadly mistaken, and you better really think about what you're doing and what track you're going down, because they're here. They're coming over our borders. They're crossing in here illegally. They wanted to prosecute Trump for saying that it's bad people coming here. They called him a racist over it. Now we have, you know, the polls are telling us that Trump trails Biden, Warren, and Sanders. Remember, people, these are the same polls that told us that Hillary Clinton stands a 100% chance of beating Donald Trump for president. These are the same polls. You know, they didn't learn their lesson the last time, and now they're going to do it again. And the hope is to sequester the people from saying, you know, we don't even stand a chance. We're just not even going to go and vote. And that's what the plan is, people. So once again, you know, they're lying to you. They're feeding you some more Kool-Aid. Well, Donald Trump is now trailing three. Now, wait a minute. These people can't even bring they can't even turn a dozen people out to a campaign event. And they're going to beat Donald Trump, who consistently sells or packs out thousands upon thousands of people at his campaign rallies. These people can't even turn out, you know, a dozen people.
Well, we don't have 12 people at our campaign event, but we're going to beat Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a racist and he's a homophobe and he's a bigot and he hates America.
Why? Because he wants to secure our rights and our freedoms, and he wants to make America, keep America great, because he's already brought the, oh, well, that's fake news, by the way. They'll tell you it's fake news that everything is looking good in the country. They'll tell you that.
It's not good. It's fake news.
You know, when we come back from the break, I'm going to get on it. I'm going to bring in some sound bites. We're going to let you hear Barry Sotero, Barack Hussein Obama, talking about the border when we come back from the break. So don't go away.
Did you know you can find us on iTunes and Google Play too? Or download the free Podbean app by logging on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and clicking the green Podbean app button on the bottom of your screen.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Comptor Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me and we'll talk to you then.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com.
Alrighty, thank you, Eric, and welcome back to the second segment of today's program, where we are talking about a mixed mash of news events that are happening. And as we speak, I deliberately delayed yesterday's broadcast to today because today the ICE raids are scheduled to commence. Now, I want to be very clear with you that, first of all, this is not the first time that something like this has happened in this country. This has been done before. It's not something that's new. It's not something that Donald Trump invented. It's not something that, like the media is trying to portray, Donald Trump is racist and he's just trying to kick people out of our country. No, this has happened many times before in our country. But here's the thing I want to point out. In fact, I'm going to bring in a soundbite right now of Barry Sotero. Yes, Barack Obama. Himself back in 2016. Now listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, we all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
Oh, I see. And so while he was saying the very exact same thing that Donald Trump is saying today, this was back in 2016, back before, that was when he was still a senator, before he was president, when he was campaigning, And Donald Trump, and that was great. That was grand. And he's doing such a wonderful job. Oh, he's going to be such a great president. We need a president like this in office because he is just going to save us all. And he's going to do everything that we need. And now Donald Trump saying the same thing. He's an evil, racist, homophobic bigot, and he's violating the Constitution, and he's violating the laws of the country, and he's personally down there on the border detaining these children and stuffing them into cages and separating from their parents. This is the same thing, people, that has been going on and going on and going on, and nothing has changed, but now you see the narrative is on the other foot. Now it benefits them to show that the Republicans are evil, racist, homophobic bigots, and they're ripping children from their parents' arms and they're shoving them in cages and all this other bullcrap. When it was going on under Barack Obama, it was going on under Clinton, it was going on under Bush, nothing has changed. But now you see the narrative fits, so they're going to make it the headlines. It's the exact same thing. Donald Trump is saying the exact same thing that Barack Obama said, and it was fine then. Now, I'm going to bring you to Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago, and I want you to listen to what she had to say.
It's not about being confrontational with the Trump administration, but it is 100% about being supportive of our immigrant community.
It's not about being confrontational with the Trump administration. Oh, yes, it is. It is 100% about being confrontational with President Trump's administration. And let me tell you something. I don't get it. She is harboring criminals. That, my friends, is against the law.
A lot of these issues regarding immigration and the fear and uncertainty about what's happening is falling disproportionately and harshly on our children.
It's all about the children. Let me tell you something, folks. Whenever you hear a Democrat say, "But it's for the children," you better run like hell in the opposite direction, because that's smoke and mirrors. It has nothing to do about the children. It's about pushing their agenda. And this is criminal activity. This is harboring criminal activity. When you harbor criminal activity and you support criminal activity, that makes you a crime. Why in the hell has she not been arrested? Why in the hell have all of these sanctuary cities that are harboring illegal criminals, and you know, they say undocumented citizens or undocumented immigrants. First of all, they're not citizens. They're not citizens at all. Immigrants? Okay, I'll use that. I'll go with that. But they're not undocumented. They're illegal. Call it what it is. Don't try to mix mash the words undocumented as if to say, well, it's really not criminal activity. It's just that they're not documented. They're undocumented. They won't use the word illegal because that goes against the very premise of what it is they're trying to do. They're trying to make it not sound like it's criminal activity by using the word undocumented. I don't care what word you want to use, it is still illegal. It is still against the law. That means it's a crime. When you enter this country illegally without being invited, when you cross the border into this country knowing that you have violated our borders, violated the law, violated our sovereign land, that, my friend, makes you a criminal. I don't care if you're a 5-year-old little girl. I don't care if you're an 80-year-old man. I don't care if you're an innocent citizen in your country. The minute you violate our immigration law and knowingly and illegally cross into this country, you have committed a crime. That makes you a criminal. And if anybody wants to stand and support criminal activity, that makes them a criminal as well. Look it up. If you harbor a okay, somebody running from the law, you have a brother that's got a warrant out for his arrest. He knows he's got a warrant out for his arrest, and you know he's got a warrant out for his arrest. And you're allowing him to stay in your home, to seek refuge and hide in your home. That, my friends, means that you're harboring a criminal. That is a crime. Same thing on the border. If you're knowingly and willfully harboring somebody that is a criminal in this country, illegally, not undocumented, illegally, you are also a criminal. And you should be held accountable in a court of law. Why aren't we seeing this? Why aren't we seeing these criminals being, you know why? Because we're too busy tying up the legal system with bullcrap, this Mueller bullcrap, and Donald Trump's violating the law by Russian interference, and he stole the election from Hillary Clinton because the Russians interfered. Oh, by the way, Kamala Harris is now saying that her campaign is being interfered with by Russian bots. Guess what? Here we go again. Donald Trump can't win the election fair and square. Oh, Donald Trump lost the popular vote. Well, isn't it a miracle that we don't use the popular vote in this country? Isn't it a miracle that our founding fathers put in the Electoral College, which is the entire genius of the Constitutional Republic? But they want to abolish that. Why? Because they know that if they get rid of that, just based on population alone, California, New York, and Chicago will decide the outcome of every election from this point forward. Guess what that means? The only people you'll ever see as president of the United States of America are people that are elected by California, New York, and Chicago. That's it. So they know. That's why there's a push to get rid of the Electoral College and use the popular vote. And I'm telling you, Kamala Harris, already starting. We haven't even got into the election cycle. Well, kind of we have, but we haven't really, because we haven't nominated. They haven't nominated their candidate. And we're already, Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians. I'm being hacked. My campaign is being hacked by Russian bots because Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians again. We haven't even started the election cycle and Kamala Harris is already beating the drum. We're going to take a break. We will be back right after this.
Hey folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea! We love this tea! Time after time, week after week, we love this tea! Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Comptor Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me and we'll talk to you then.
Hey, what's that slogan again?
The Conservative Underground.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Alrighty, welcome back to this segment of the Conservative Underground. Oh, it's good to have you on board today. So, yeah, lots going on. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in because without you, we have no program. So thank you for tuning in and spread the word. We are always liking to have new people join us, which it seems like we're picking up steam and picking up new listeners around the globe. And every time we produce a new program, we get new followers, new listeners. And things are looking up. So let's keep that trend going. Tell a friend about the Conservative Underground and how you're listening so that they also may tune in. Because remember, without you, we have no show. Already last week on the program, I said that I thought Hickenlooper was going to be the first Democrat to drop out of the 2020 campaign race. And I was wrong. Well, it looks like Mr. Swalwell has dropped out, and I don't look for Hickenlooper to be too far behind because Hickenlooper is lacking funding, and I don't think he's going to be able to meet the minimum qualifications for the next Democratic debate. But yes, we already have the first casualty, and I think you're going to see the second one soon. I thought it was going to be Hickenlooper first, but it was actually Swalwell. And I think Hickenlooper is going to be the next casualty of the 2020 campaign race. As things are going, they're still polling low, folks. I mean, but here's the thing. I guess the media is pushing Kamala Harris right now because, man, it seems like everything that you hear out there is pointing to Kamala Harris leading Joe Biden. Of course, now they're saying, you know, that that Trump trails three of the Democratic candidates, which we spoke about briefly in the last segment. But it's not going to happen, folks. I don't care who they right now. I don't care who they put. Donald Trump is walking away with this. And like I said, Kamala Harris already talking about, you know, beating the drum of the Russians interfering with her campaign. More on that to come as the story unfolds. In other news, we did also speak briefly about impeachment proceedings. You notice that the chant for impeachment is down. You don't hear about it nearly as much as you heard here just in the last couple of months. They're moving away from it because it's not looking good for them. They don't have a crime. They don't have the votes. And in the United States of America, the Constitution clearly says that you have to have a crime. Not only do you have to have a crime, but you have to have a simple two-thirds majority of the vote in the House to proceed with impeachment. And they have neither of those. And it's looking more and more like as the campaign trails start to heat up, you're not seeing a whole lot of talk about impeachment. I don't know. I don't know who got the word out, but apparently they are finally starting to see the light. And, you know, this whole Mueller thing, again, we spoke that Mueller's trial is going to be delayed by a week. And they have nothing there, folks. There's nothing to see here. Move on. It's over. Let it go. Move on to something else. This is why we have a fresh new drumbeat now from one of the candidates about the Russians interfering. Why? Because they have nothing from the last time. So be on the lookout. I mean, I can't believe this is how stupid the Democrats are. This is how stupid they are. And yes, I used the word stupid. Because number one, they said that there was Russian collusion. Couldn't prove there was Russian collusion, but they continued to try to beat that drum for impeachment. Now, it didn't work. And now, they're going to start over again with the same thing. Kamala Harris is already pushing the story. It didn't work the first time, but it's going to work this time. Here's another one. The senator from Vermont with his Medicare for All program that failed miserably in Vermont. Didn't work there, but now he's going to implement it nationally. Didn't work. It's a joke, but we're going to make it work nationally. Socialism has never worked anywhere it's ever been tried. But the Democrats are trying to push for it because they seem to say that it's because those people didn't know how to work it. We know how to work it, so therefore it's going to work here. That's the stupidity of the Democrats, people. It doesn't work, but we're going to make it work. Really? Come on. And this is what, and before, you know, at least they tried to hide their socialistic agenda. Now they're not even trying to hide it. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they're communists. And come on, right now, I think it's too soon. Maybe not in a few years, but right now I think it's too soon. Because here's my question that I'm going to pose to you. What happens after Donald Trump? See, that's what we've got to be careful of. We've got to pick the right candidate that's going to continue to run and continue to move things in the right direction. Because here's all it's going to take, people. Now, you know my North Korea theory. If you've listened to this program any length of time, you know my North Korea theory is that the United States is headed down the path of North Korea. And I know that you think to yourself, this is America. This is the greatest country in the world. There's no way we can become like North Korea. Folks, you let your government start taking your rights away from you and you watch how fast we get to North Korea. What is the push? The push is to take your Second Amendment and your First Amendment away from you. Those are the first two. And then they just start systematically chipping away one at a time. And let me tell you, all it takes is for you to allow them to start taking your rights away from you. And you watch how fast we get to North Korea. It won't take long, folks. I know. But Big D, we'll never get there. We'll never, ever, ever get there. Never say never, folks. Never say never. Here's all it's going to take. Now, I've dissected the Green New Deal on this program. You've heard me talk about that. And you can find them in the historical archives there on undergroundtalkshow.com. But I've dissected it, and you and I know that it's not sustainable. But they, in their heart of hearts, believe that it is because they know how to work it. And the Green New Deal takes the economic plan of the Green New Deal is, so the first 10 amendments of the Constitution are all filled with things that the government cannot do to you, the people. But the Green New Deal, the economic Bill of Rights, is everything the government can and will do to you, the people. So, and I dissected. I'm not going to go there again now. You can go back and listen to the show archives there on undergroundtalkshow.com. But it sounds ridiculous. It sounds totally ridiculous. But here's all it's going to take for them to get it implemented. All they have to do, and it's either by eliminating the popular vote or the Electoral College and implementing the popular vote, or just by simply cheating, which we know that they're very good at, all they have to do is elect a Democratic president and win the House and the Senate. Now, I know you say, well, they can't have the House and the Senate and a Democrat president. Well, it's happened before, and it will happen again. And that's all they need. And right now, with these socialists that are running the country, that's all they need, and they will implement the Green New Deal. The House will sign, the House will draw up the bill. They'll send it to the Senate. The Senate will approve it. They'll send it to a Democratic president, and he will sign it into law. That's all it will take. Guess what, folks? There starts the demise of the country. It's not that hard, and they know that. That's why they want to implement the popular vote, because they know that once they do, we're done, and they will have everything they want. People, you cannot allow them to do this. I'm telling you, you think I'm crazy. That's why I have my other podcast with Mark Boyle called The Two Crazy Guys. They think we're crazy because we talk about this stuff. But it's not that crazy, people. It's not that crazy. If you stop and think about it, listen to what I'm telling you. All they have to do is get a Democratic president elected. Or I should say a Democrat elected as president. And then all they have to do is win the House and the Senate, and there you have it. The Green New Deal will be signed into law. Even though it's a failure, and you know as well as I do that it cannot sustain, they will implement it. And this country is done. I'm telling you. Man, you need to wake up. You need, because all this, you know, the doors that I knock on, people that I talk to, I'm not interested in talking politics. Oh, really? When are you going to be interested? When are you going to be interested? When they send the military to your house and knock on your door or bust down your door, come into your home, confiscate your firearms, and arrest you because you violated the law, because you no longer have your Second Amendment right. So now because you have a firearm, you're a criminal, and they come into your house. Not only do they confiscate your firearms, they arrest you, they arrest your family for violating the law, for being a criminal. Is that when you're going to wake up? Because I'm telling you, that's where we're headed, people. That's where we're headed. Yes, this is my rant, because I'm concerned. I am a concerned citizen in this country. And if you think I'm lying to you, and if you think you listen to all these other news, and everything is so happy and hunky-dory and all this other stuff, and I'm telling you, people, I know, you're probably thinking, we have too many grassroots Americans. We have too many grassroots Americans. You know what? It doesn't matter how many grassroots Americans you have, folks. The law is the law. And I'm telling you, plain and simple, if we don't, yeah, we are headed for another civil war. I know that's where we're going. Because I know that there are the grassroots Americans out there who will not stand for this, who will not stand by, who were willing to die for their country. Listen to me, people. We have citizens right now in this country pulling down the American flag at government buildings and defacing the United States flag and hanging a Mexican flag. And you're telling me that we'll never get there? Well, there's some food for thought. I'm going to step down off my soapbox because there's lots going on. You need to wake up. I'm telling you, I am ringing the alarm bell as loud as it can be sounded right now. You people need to wake up. And you people need to get involved, because if you don't, I hate to see what's going to happen to this country. All right, that's going to do it for us this program. I'm telling you, people, you need to wake up, because if you don't, it's going to be too late. So wake up before it's too late. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, share. You know the drill. Hit those buttons, man. Let's get this program out there. I want to thank you for tuning in, and there's lots happening. Pay attention. Wake up. Get involved. Get motivated. Stop sitting around playing armchair quarterback and get out there and march the drill. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. And as always, like, share, and subscribe. We'll catch you next time. Have a good week ahead.
This has been The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.redstateunderground.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. Catch us on social media, on Facebook at Underground Talk Show, on Twitter at Underground Show 2. That's SHO and the number 2.